Matt, going into the game on Saturday, you must be confident after a great recovery in Oxford in the weekend, or midweek.
Yeah, we are. We're a confident team at the minute, playing some good stuff. Two good performances away from home against some good teams, you know. So looking forward to the Yorkshire derby on Saturday.
What have you made of Rotherham this season? They're a decent run themselves, aren't
they? Yeah, they're scoring a lot of goals. I think at home they'll be a hard team to play against. But they'll know they'll be up for a game against us at home on Saturday. You know, we've got to try and stop their strikers from scoring. They're on a good form, so we will probably do some videos on that and watch what sort of movement they do.
The fact that Yorkshire derby has sort of added a bit more spice to it.
It does, yeah. Of course, it does. I think it does for the fans as well. And we'll be all getting ourselves ready before the game. I'm sure that'll get mentioned to give us that extra yard or whatever. So it'll be good.
And how's a lot of new boys came in this summer, so it's, yeah. You seem to gel quite quickly. Has it been good?
We have, yeah. I think the first couple of games we were a little bit off it. We were still winning and picking up points, but I think there was a little bit of that, you know, from a few new lads in and getting used to it. You know, some lads playing in front of haven't played in front of 20,000 every home game, do you know what I mean? So it might take a little bit of getting used to, but definitely now they're all settled in with the changing room and all the crack and the banter. So yeah, it's up to us now to keep that going and get the new lads to keep playing as well as they are. Yeah.
And of course you thought you got your first goal for Bradford the other week, but now you finally have done as well.
Taking it off me for some reason. It was a bullet header, it was going top corner. No, I didn't actually get my head on it, but it was going wide. But I didn't think they'd spot it, because I watched it and it looks like I've headed it in. But I think there's something like we said I'd scored, but Walsall said they hadn't. It was an home goal, so then it goes to the panel and they've decided it was no goal, so I'm going to find out who's on the panel and give them a good earful when I get in tonight. So, but I scored against Peterborough, so happy days.
And defenders seem to be getting on the score sheet a bit recently. Have you been working a lot on set pieces?
Yeah, I think it's hard not to get on the score sheet at the minute with the way Macca's putting the ball in. He's sort of putting them in areas where you've just got to head it in, get the slightest touch in, and it's been outstanding, really, his delivery. So, sort of work on as well, set pieces out on the training pitch, and it's just about getting in the right areas and, you know, trying to get across your man.
Of course, mentioned new players have come in, a few of those are defenders. They're sort of in the position you were last year where you're not in the team, but it's the camaraderie at Bradford. That doesn't seem to be, there's obviously competition, but doesn't seem to be any hard feeling.
No, they can't be. I mean, you know, football can change so fast. You know, you can be playing really well and then have two bad games and be out of the team. No, so if you haven't kept yourself fit and you've been moaning, or you can all come back round to you, you know, you get your chance in and then have a nightmare. Everyone's like, you were talking like you were, you know, Maldini last week. It looked like flipping Madonna. So, there's none of that anymore. It's all about we're a squad, we're not a massive squad, so you've got to always be together.
Of course, a couple of suspensions have happened over the last few weeks. How difficult is that for the other members of the defence that someone new comes in?
Not really, I don't find it. I think you build up partnerships and that, but everyone is a good player. You've got to come in and adapt. You've just got to do your job. As long as you're better than the person you're playing against, it doesn't really matter. Tom came in the other day, he's done everything right in training by keeping fit and everything, so that was his chance, and now the gaffer's got a decision to make now for Saturday.
On a personal level, you must be pleased that the injury seems to be behind you and you're getting a good run in the team.
Well, injury. Everyone keeps saying injuries. I was only out with my pec. I ripped my pec muscle off the bone and that was it. 3 months killed my season. You know, just as I was starting to get in at centre-half, I played a game there. It was football though, you know, I can't cry about it. No, I think the chairman, the gaffer saw enough, you know, in the training when I wasn't playing and when the games when I did come in, that, you know, I could help the team, and I knew that if I got in the team, I'd do as best as I can. So at the minute, everything's going okay.